Sophie, we just closed the shop. You've done enough work. Why don't you come out with us this time?
No, I better finish this. You go and have fun.
All right, suit yourself. Let's go, girls.
Wait, I'm ready. Do I look okay?
Look, it's Howl's castle.
Where?
Howl?
I've never seen it so bad. Do you think he can see us? Do you think Howl
will
go to
town?
He's gone. No, he's just hiding in the fog from those flames.
Did you hear what happened to that girl Martha from South Haven? They say Howl tore her heart out. Don't worry, he only preys on pretty girls.
All right, let's go.
You guys are mean.
Hey, looks like a little mouse lost its way.
Oh, no, I'm not lost.
This little mouse looks thirsty. We should take her for a cup of tea.
No, thanks. My sister's expecting me.
She's pretty cute for a mouse.
How old are you anyway? You live around here?
Leave me alone.
You see, your mustache scares all the girls.
So, I think she's even cuter when she's scared.
There you are, sweetheart. Sorry I'm late. I was looking everywhere for you.
Hey, we're busy here.
Are you really? It looked to me like the two of you were just leaving. Don't hold it against them. They're actually not all that bad. Where to? I'll be your escort this evening.
Oh, I'm just going to the bakery.
Don't get alarmed, but I'm being followed. Act normal. Sorry, looks like you're involved. This way. So hard, is it? You are a natural. sure to draw them off, but wait a bit before you head back outside.
Okay.
That's my girl.
She was?
Hey, I'm over here. Where are you going?
Sophie?
Letty.
What's going on? Someone just told me you floated down into our balcony.
So that did happen. It wasn't a dream.
Letty, would you like to use my office?
I should really get back to work. Thank you, though. Wow. He must have been a wizard then.
But he was so kind to me. He rescued me, Letty.
Of course he did. He was trying to steal your heart. You were so lucky, Sophie. If that wizard were Hal, he would have eaten it.
No, he wouldn't. Hal only does that to beautiful girls.
Don't give me that. You need to be more careful. It's dangerous out there. Even the Witch of the Waste is back on the prowl. Are you listening?
Huh?
Letty, the chocolate eclairs are done.
Okay, I'll be right there.
Thanks.
All right, I better get going then. I just wanted to make sure that you were doing okay.
Hello, Letty.
Hi, how are you doing? Now, Sophie, do you really want to spend the rest of your life in that hat shop?
The shop was just so important to Father. And I'm the eldest, I don't mind.
I'm not asking what Father would have wanted. I want to know what you want.
Well.
See you later, Letty.
Good seeing you again.
You too.
I'd better be going.
It's your life, Sophie. Do something for yourself for once, will you?
Bye, Letty. I'm sorry, but the shop's closed now, ma'am. I could have sworn I locked that door. I must have forgotten.
What a tacky shop. I've never seen such tacky little hats. Yet you're by far the tackiest thing here.
I'm afraid you will have to leave now. The door's over here, ma'am. We're closed.
Standing up to the Witch of the Waste, that's plucky.
The Witch of the Waste?
The best part of that spell is you can't tell anyone about it. My regards to Howl.
That's really me, isn't it? I've got to stay calm. Mm-hmm. to stay calm. Now there's no use panicking, Sophie. Go. It's a bad dream, that's all. Just go inside, go to bed. You're going to be fine, Sophie. You're going to be fine. I've got to stay calm.
Look who's here.
You're back. She is. Welcome home, ma'am.
Look so, at you.
What do you think? It's all the rage in Kingsbury.
You. Oh,
it's gorgeous. I know. Our customers love it. Sophie? Sophie?
I'm afraid your daughter hasn't come downstairs yet today, ma'am.
That's strange. I wonder what's wrong.
Sophie? Sophie?
Sophie!
Don't come in here. I've got a bad cold. I don't want you to catch it.
You sound ghastly, like some 90-year-old woman.
I'll just stay in bed all day, so you go on.
Well, if you insist.
Up we go. This isn't so bad now, is it? You're still in pretty good shape, and your clothes finally suit you. But you can't stay here like this for long. Oh, being old is worse than I thought.
They say their prince is missing,
and they're blaming us.
Yeah, that sounds like they're going to start a war over it. That's what I heard.
That's terrible. Nobody wants to go to war.
Let's hope the prince turns up soon.
Excuse me, could you use some help?
I'll be fine, but thanks for offering. That was really kind.
Sure, there's room in the back if you'd like, but where are you headed?
Just a little ways farther than where you're going.
Crazy if you do this, Grandma. There's nothing but witches and wizards out there.
Thank you. I'll keep that in mind.
She's going to the waste by herself?
Says she's looking for her younger sister.
Get there with these legs. Well, at least my teeth haven't fallen out yet. That would make a nice cane. Up we go. Oh. Oh, it might be too big. This is one stubborn branch. You're not getting the best of this, old lady. Just a scarecrow. I was afraid you were one of those blob men. But how are you standing on your own like that? Your head's a turnip. I've always hated turnips, ever since I was little. At least you're not upside down now. So long. It's too cold. And I can still see the town. I barely moved. Quit following me. There's no need to thank me. You don't owe me a thing. I'm sure you have some kind of spell on you, and I've had more than enough of witches and spells. So just go find some field and stand in it.
Oh,
Thank you. This cane is perfect. It's just what I need. If you'd like to do me one more favor, you could run off and find me a place to stay. I seem to become quite cunning in my old age. Than ever, yet the wind blows right through me. Someone's got a fire going. Maybe there's a cabin nearby. A dump. When I think castle, it is not what I picture. Well, one nice thing about getting old is nothing frightens you.
I don't envy you, lady. That is one bad curse. Curses are tough. You're gonna have a very hard time getting rid of that one.
The fire spoke.
Let me guess. The curse won't allow you to talk about it, right?
Are you a howl?
No, I'm an extremely powerful fire demon named Calcifer. I just like to do that once in a while.
A fire demon? Well, then, you should be able to break my curse.
Maybe, maybe not. Listen, if you can find a way to break the spell that's on me, then I'll break the spell that's on you. You got it?
If you're a demon, how do I know I can trust you? You promise to help me if I help you?
I don't know, lady. Demons don't make promises.
Then go find someone else.
Come on, you should feel sorry for me. That spell keeps me stuck in this castle, and Hal treats me like I'm his slave. It burns me up. You gotta keep the water hot, the rooms warm, keep the castle moving.
That's right.
Come on. You ever try to move a castle? If you can figure out how to break this thing I'm in with Howl, then you can break my spell. After that, I can easily break the spell that's on you.
All right. It's a deal.
Hey. Lady. Lady. Hello. Lady. Hello. Hey, hey, hey. Lady. Lady. Hey, let me get over there. Some big help you're gonna be.
Who's this lady?
Port Haven door.
How'd she get in here?
Stand by. Mr. Mayor, good day.
Good afternoon, sir. Would the great wizard Jenkins be at home?
I am afraid that my master is out at the moment. I speak for him in his absence.
An invitation from His Majesty the King. The time for war is upon us. His Majesty requires that every witch and wizard aid our homeland. Wizard Jenkins must report to the palace immediately. That is all.
I can't believe it's come to this.
And what do you think you're doing here, Grandma?
Calcifer said that I could come in.
I did not. She just wandered in here from the wastes.
She's from the wastes? How do we know that she's not a witch?
Do you really think I'd let a witch in here? Port Haven door again.
Must be a customer.
Stand by. Yes, my dear child?
My mom sent me to pick up a spell.
Oh, yes. Do come in.
Okay.
Just keep quiet and don't cause any trouble, Grandma.
It's not the wastes.
Excuse me, Granny. Are you a witch, too?
That's right. I'm the scariest witch of them all.
Dust your ship with this powder and the winds will favor it.
Thanks.
Farewell, child. Quit telling lies to our customers.
What about you? You're wearing a disguise.
I have to. I'm practicing my magic.
It's the Kingsbury door.
Stand by.
Good day. Would this be the residence of the great wizard Pendragon?
It is.
I bear an invitation from His Majesty the King. Please inform Mr. Pendragon that all witches and wizards are required to report for duty at the palace.
I will inform him right away.
This is the royal city, isn't it?
Move it, Grandma, or you'll lose your nose. And stop wandering around.
Thank you.
Grandma. I'm getting angry.
This is a magic house, isn't it?
Ugh.
So tell me, where does the black one lead?
Only Master Howl knows that. I need some breakfast. I'm starved.
Don't you want to have some bacon and eggs?
Yeah, but we can't use the fire. Master Howl's not here.
Don't worry, I can cook.
It doesn't matter if you can cook. Calcifer only obeys Master Howl.
That's right, lady. I'm not taking any orders from you.
Oh, there's my hat. That's better. All right, Calcifer, let's get cooking.
I don't cook! I'm a scary and powerful fire demon.
How would you like a bucket of cold water in your face? Or maybe I should tell Howl about our bargain.
Oh, stupid me. I never should have let her in here.
So what'll it be? That's right. That's a good fire.
Here's another curse. May all your bacon burn.
Calcifer's doing what she says.
I think I'd like some tea, too. Do you have a kettle?
Sure.
Hey, what are you doing? Go get the kettle. Whose side do you want anyway? Marco, what are you doing?
Huh? Master Howl, the king's messengers were here. They said you have to report to the palace as both Pendragon and Jenkins.
Calcifer, you're being so obedient.
Not on purpose. She bullied me.
Not just anybody can do that. And you are who?
You can just call me Grandma Sophie. I'm your new cleaning lady. I just started work today.
Give that to me.
Oh.
Hand me 2 more slices of that bacon and 6 more of those eggs. So then, who hired you to clean?
Calcifer did. He's disgusted by how dirty it is in here.
Markle, get the plates.
Wait a second. You're all going to eat while I do all the work?
Come have some breakfast, Sophie. Take a seat. Which do you want? You only get one because the rest are dirty.
Looks like I've got my work cut out for me.
Brad Markle?
Thanks.
Sophie?
Yes, thank you.
So, friends, enjoy. Bon appetit.
Bon appetit. I can't remember the last time we had a real breakfast.
Even the manners are a mess in this house.
So, what do you have hidden in your pocket, Sophie?
Huh? Oh. What is this?
Give it to me.
Oh.
Scorch marks. How? Can you read them?
That is ancient sorcery, and quite powerful, too.
It's from the Witch of the Waste?
You who swallowed a falling star, O heartless man, your heart shall soon belong to me. It can't be good for the table.
Oh.
The mark may be gone, but the spell is still there. Excuse me, my friends. Please continue your meal. Calcifer, move the castle 60 miles to the west. And while you're at it, make hot water for my bath.
Fine, like moving the castle isn't hard enough.
You're not working for the Witch of the Waste, are you?
I would never work for that witch. She's the one who... I'm actually... If I ever get my hands on that witch, I'm going to wring a fat neck.
Finish the breakfast. I've had enough of this. You folks better run before I bite your heads off. I'm sick of being treated like some timid little old lady.
Hello, sir. Is my potion ready?
Come back later. There's a witch on a rampage in there.
Some firewood, quick. Quick, come on. Hey, please help me. Hey, what are you doing? No, don't. I'll fall. You crazy lady with tongs.
You'll be fine.
I'll fall, help.
I'm just sweeping out the ashes.
No, I'm not fine. Please, I'm going out. Please, I'm falling. Help, fall. I'm falling. Sophie, hurry up, please. Hurry, please. Whoa!
I'd appreciate it if you didn't torment my friend.
Master Howell, are you going out now?
Markle, make sure the cleaning lady doesn't get carried away while I'm gone.
Sophie, what did you do now?
She almost smothered me. If I die, Howell dies too, I hope you know.
Be quiet. You're all right. Now quit bothering me. I've got a job to do.
Wait! You can't come up here!
Whatever you don't want me to clean, better hide it now.
Save my room for last, okay?
These little outbursts seem to be giving me some energy. What a mess!
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's called Star Lake.
that stick doing in there?
Oh, dear. Give me a hand, Markle. Oh. Yep, I've been calling him Turnip Head. Somehow he always manages to get stuck upside down. He keeps following me everywhere. Seems to have taken a liking to me.
That's weird. Are you sure you're not a witch, Sophie?
Oh, yes. I'm the worst kind of witch ever, the kind that cleans.
Doing the laundry.
Looks like he'll have it dry in no time.
I bet he's some kind of demon. Calcifer doesn't seem to mind him at all.
You're right. He probably is a demon. But he led me here, so maybe he's the good kind.
We got all the laundry put away, Sophie.
Oh, thank you, Markle. When you're old, all you want to do is stare at the scenery. It's so strange. I've never felt so peaceful before.
You okay? I mean, you smell terrible. You shouldn't keep flying around like that. Soon you won't be able to turn back into a human. Isn't this great? Sophie put these here for me.
This war is terrible. They've bombed from the southern coast to the northern border. It's only flames now.
I can't stand the fire and gunpowder. Those dopey guys have absolutely no manners.
My own kind attacked me today.
Who, the Witch of the Waste?
No, some hack wizards who turned themselves into monsters for the king.
Those wizards are going to regret doing that. They'll never change back into humans.
After the war, they won't recall they ever were human.
Hey, aren't you supposed to report to the king, too?
I'm tired. Make some hot water for my bath.
What? Not again.
Yes, he's wasting all my hot water again.
I don't know why we're doing this. Master Howe hardly eats anything.
Too bad.
Good morning.
Good morning. Don't you love early morning markets and just look at the water? I've never seen the ocean before. It's beautiful.
It always looks like that.
Hey, potatoes.
Hey, yeah. Thanks. Have a nice day.
Thank you. Come again.
All our fish were caught fresh this morning.
I hate fish.
One of our ships is in the harbor. The lock is on fire.
Looks like there's been a serious battle. What happened? Sorry, lady, we're closed.
No, I've seen all I can take. Let's go home.
I can't believe this. That's our most advanced battleship.
The witch's henchmen are here.
What?
Quiet down. They're only a few feet away. He's gone. I don't understand why no one else seemed to notice him. I just need a glass of water.
I'll give it.
Sophie! You sabotaged me! Look! Look what you've done to my hair! Look!
Oh, what a pretty color.
It's hideous! You completely ruined my magic potions in the bathroom!
I just organized things, Howl. Nothing's ruined.
Wrong! Wrong! I specifically ordered you not to get carried away! Now I'm repulsive. I can't live like this.
Come on, it's not that bad. You should look at it now. This shade is even better.
I give up. I see no point in living if I can't be beautiful.
Howl, cut it out. Howl, no, stop it. Howl.
He's calling the spirits of darkness. I saw him do this once before when a girl dumped him.
Now, Hal, you're all right. We'll just dye your hair back again. Okay? Oh, good. Fine. So you think you've got it bad? I've never once been beautiful in my entire life.
I've had enough of this place. Thank you, Turnipad. How did you get to be so kind?
Sophie, get back inside. We need your help. Hal's in trouble.
Hal, cut it out. Cut it out. I'm going to drown. I'm drowning here, Hal. Sophie. Sophie, help him, please. Sophie, do something.
Such drama.
Is he dead?
No, he's fine. He's just throwing a tantrum. Come on, give me a hand.
Okay.
Get the hot water running.
Right.
Come on, Hal. You can still walk. Get him cleaned up, Marco.
I will.
Now I have to mop again.
This says they've landed on the coast already.
Where?
North. Howl, I'm coming in.
I brought you some warm milk. Want a sip? I'll leave it here for you, then. Try to drink it before it gets cold.
Sophie, wait.
Do you want some milk?
Witch of the Waste is trying to find my castle.
Oh, I saw her henchmen at the harbor.
I'm such a big coward. All I do is hide. And all of this magic is just to keep everybody away. I can't stand how scared I am.
Hal, why is the Witch of the Waste trying to hunt you down?
She was once quite beautiful, so I decided to pursue her. Then I realized she wasn't. So as usual, I ran away. I can't run much longer, though. I have to report to the palace as both Pendragon and Jenkins.
How many aliases do you have, anyway?
As many as I need to keep my freedom.
Just refuse the king's invitation.
See that? That's the oath I took when I entered the Royal Sorcery Academy. I must report to the palace whenever summoned.
You know, Hal, I think that you should see the king.
What?
Give him a piece of your mind. Tell him this war is pointless. And you refuse to take part, huh?
You obviously don't know what these people are like.
But he's our king. He should want to hear what all his citizens have to say.
I got it! Why don't you go to the palace for me?
Huh?
Just say that you're Pendragon's mother. And your son is such a cowardly wizard, he's too afraid to show his face. Maybe then Madame Solomon will finally give up on me.
Who's Madame Solomon?
You're wearing that hat? After all the magic I used to make your dress pretty?
Take care of him, Markle.
Mm-hmm. Good luck.
This charm will guarantee your safe return. Don't worry, I'll follow behind you in disguise. Now, off you go.
Why do I feel like this is not going to work? I wonder what Harold disguised himself as. Surely not a crow.
Well, you know what better spot I wouldn't think you'd like.
Can't be a pigeon. He's too flamboyant for that. That could be him. Look how far I still have to go. You disguised yourself as an old dog. You couldn't think of something a bit more useful. Do you know how hard it is to do things when you're old?
Look who's here. The tacky little girl from the hat shop.
What's with the waist?
Thank you for handing my scorching love note to Howl. How's he doing, by the way?
He's acting like a big baby, and he's working me to the bone, Mrs. Cleaning Lady.
How delightful. So tell me, what business do you have here at the palace?
Job hunting. I'm sick of working for Howl. And what about yourself?
I received a royal invitation. That idiot Sullivan finally realized how much he needs my powers.
If you're so great, why don't you break the spell you put on me?
I'm sorry, dear. My talent lies in casting spells, not breaking them. Bye, Granny.
Now, just wait a minute. You get back here right now. If I didn't have you to worry about, I would have clobbered her.
What on earth is wrong with you two?
Sorry, ma'am. Vehicles are prohibited beyond this point. You must continue on foot.
That's Solomon, using her magic to force me to climb all those godforsaken stairs. Achoo!
Come on, Hal. We can do this. Just act natural. So heavy.
Wait. Help. I can't make it.
What do you say? You suddenly remembered how to break the spell you put on me.
I told you. I don't know how.
Then start studying.
I don't get it. Where does she get all that energy?
I have to rest a bit. Why don't you just give up? You're killing yourself.
I've waited for 50 years now to be invited here. Ever since that Solomon banished me to live in the wastes.
Well, good luck then. Too bad I'm not younger, or I'd lend you a hand. Come on now.
You cold-hearted old hag. Next time I'll turn you senile, too.
Almost there.
Honored guest, please follow me.
You should go help her get up these stairs.
I'm strictly forbidden to offer such assistance.
Why, that's so rude. The king himself invited her. Come on. Let go. Don't give up now. Are you a witch or aren't you?
Just shut up.
What happened? You look so much older.
Mr. Pendragon and the witch of the waste.
Pull yourself together. Isn't this what you've been waiting for?
Mrs. Pendragon and the witch of the waste.
Your name's Pendragon? Why does that name sound so familiar?
Because that was the name of my tacky hat shop, don't you remember?
Is that what it was?
Wait in here, please.
A chair! It's mine!
This way, please, ma'am.
So you are Howl's mother, are you?
Yes. I'm Mrs. Pendragon.
You must be tired. Please have a seat.
Thank you.
I am Madame Salomon, His Majesty's head sorceress.
That's not your dog, is it?
His name is Heen. He's my errand dog. I had him escort you here. I take it Hal won't be joining us?
He's such a lazy son. He sent me instead. I'm afraid the king would find him completely useless.
I'm very sorry to hear that. Hal was the last apprentice I ever took on. I've never seen such a gifted student. I was so thrilled to have finally found someone talented enough to replace me. Then one day his heart was stolen by a demon. He never returned to complete his apprenticeship, and from that day forward he has been using his magic for entirely selfish reasons. Mrs. Pendragon.
Yes?
That boy is extremely dangerous. His powers are far too great for someone without a heart. If he stays selfish, I'm afraid he'll end up just like the Witch of the Waste. Send her in.
Oh. What on earth happened to you?
I just restored her to the age she actually is. All her powers are gone now. Once she, too, was a magnificent sorcerer with so much promise. But then she fell prey to a demon of greed who slowly consumed her body and soul. Our kingdom can no longer afford to turn a blind eye to these disreputable witches and wizards. If Hal reports to me and vows to use his magic to serve the kingdom, I will show him how to break from his demon. If not, I'll strip him of all his powers, just like her.
That is enough! Now I understand why Hal was so concerned about coming to see you. It's a trap. You lure people here with an invitation from the king, and then you strip them of all their powers. Hal would never be so heartless. He may be selfish and cowardly, and sometimes he's hard to understand, but his intentions are good. He just wants to be free. Hal won't come here. He doesn't need your help.
He can fix his problem with his demon on his own. I'm certain of it.
Now I understand. You're in love with Hal.
Hal? Did you say Hal's coming? I want his heart. His heart belongs to me.
Stop that. Just calm down. Hal is not coming here, okay?
Oh, I think he will. I now know his weakness, Mrs. Pendragon. Your Majesty.
As you were. So then, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, thank you.
Thought I'd drop by, rather than sit through a dull war meeting.
What an honor.
Who are your guests?
This is Hal's mother, Mrs. Pendragon.
Ah. Thanks for coming. But I've decided not to use magic to win this war. We have tried using Madame Solomon's magic to shield our palace from the enemy's bombs, but the bombs fall on civilian homes instead. That's the problem with magic, right, Solomon?
You're so eloquent today, Your Majesty.
Solomon!
No.
I've got a new battle plan. This time we're going to beat him to a pulp. Solomon, that's the best double you've made of me yet. Ha! Keep up the good work.
Your Majesty.
Get my generals assembled, sir.
So nice to see you again, Hal.
You're looking well, Madame Solomon.
Rather weak disguise. Didn't I teach you better?
I'm not trying to outwit you. I kept my oath. I reported when summoned. Now Mother and I will go.
I'm afraid not.
Do, don't look down.
It's time to show your mother what you really are, Hal.
Sophie, sit up here. Did you have to bring those two with you?
Nice doggies.
I can't believe you work for Solomon. I guess it's too late to toss him.
Sophie, take the wheel.
What? I can't fly, are you kidding?
They're gaining on us.
Oh!
Oh!
I'll distract them. Then you can fly this thing back to my castle in the Wastes.
How? I don't know the way.
Hey, don't worry. The ring that I gave you will guide you back home. All you have to do is summon Calcifer with your heart.
Calcifer? It's glowing.
Just keep following that light and you should be there before dark.
I can't do this. Why'd you make me come here if you were coming yourself?
Knowing you'd be there gave me the courage to show up. That woman terrifies me. I can't face her on my own. You saved me, Sophie. I was in big trouble back there.
Oh, don't let go.
Wow, you're good.
Are you nuts?
We've got a good lead now. I can give you 5 minutes of invisibility, so use it wisely. Good luck!
No, not now. Oh, thank you. That was the most fun I've had in ages. I suppose Hal thinks he's evaded me. I bet his mother can help me find him.
Hometown below us. Don't try to be cute, dog. I'm still not going to trust you. Coming to meet us. You too. Thanks for coming to meet us.
This is bad. You've gone too far, Howl.
I wonder if Howl's back home. Thank you.
Is that you? Are you in pain? Tell me what's happening.
Go away.
No, I'm not going away. I'm going to help you break the spell that you're under.
You can't even break your own spell.
But you don't understand. I love you.
You're too late.
Calcifer, did Hal just get in?
Yeah, and he looks terrible. You better figure out how to break the spell on us quick. Hal's running out of time. I hope you realize that.
You mean he'll become a monster? Is that it?
I can't tell you the details of the curse, lady. You should know that by now. Come on.
Do you know what Madame Solomon said? She said that Hal's heart was stolen by a demon. Tell me now. What do you know?
I'm so sorry, but that would be confidential information.
What if I dump a bucket of water on you?
If you drown me, then Howell will die too.
Hi, Turnip Head. This isn't gonna be easy.
Hey! Ready!
All right. Calcifer, open it wider. Here we go! Just hang a little curtain here. Maybe Hal won't notice.
Come on in. It's time to eat.
Here, want some more?
Don't feed her. That's the Witch of the Waste.
Oh, she's all right.
She keeps staring at me. It's freaking me out.
What a pretty fire.
Oh, hello.
Good morning, everyone.
Glad you're home.
Master Hal, we can keep this dog, can't we?
The Witch of the Waste and Solomon's dog at my table? What possessed you to let them in my house, Calcifer?
I didn't let them in. Sophie crash-landed her plane into my face.
I knew she'd make a great pilot. Looks like we have yet another addition to the family. You've got quite a nasty spell on you, too, huh? Seems everyone in this family's got problems.
What a handsome man.
So, we've got a lot of work to do. We're moving.
Moving?
That's good. I'm sick of being stuck out here in the middle of nowhere.
Madame Solomon is hot on our trail, so we're gonna have to hurry. I'm afraid your spell is too strong for this move. You're gonna have to stay behind. There. All done. All right, Calcifer, line her up! There, that should do it. Sit tight for a second.
Be gentle with me, please.
On my mark. Moving's done. You can get down now.
This is great, Master Hal. It's huge.
Oh, what a pretty fire.
I had it on a bathroom, since our family seems to keep growing. Come over here, Sophie. I added another bedroom, too. Have a look.
Why'd you do this?
So we'd have a room that suited you. Do you like it?
Of course. It's perfect for a cleaning lady.
I got you some new clothes, too. But you can open them later. Come on, Sophie! Look at this!
All right, a courtyard!
That shop's ours, too.
Pete, come on!
See that new color on the dial? There's a new portal. It's a present for you. Come see. You like it? It's my secret garden.
It's incredible. Did you use your magic to make this?
Only a little, just to help the flowers grow.
This place is gorgeous, Hal. It's like a dream.
Sophie?
It all seems so familiar, yet I know I've never been here before. I feel so at home.
Come with me.
Okay.
Look there.
What a cute cottage.
That was my secret hideaway. I spent a lot of time here by myself when I was young.
You were alone?
My uncle, who was a wizard, gave me this place as my private study. And now you can come here whenever you like. What's the matter?
You're scaring me. I have this weird feeling that you're going to leave.
Hal, tell me what's going on. Please. I don't care if you're a monster.
I'm just setting things up so that all of you can live a comfortable life, Sophie. With all the flowers you've got in this valley, you could easily open up a flower shop. Right? I'm sure you'd be good at it.
So you are going away. Please, Hal, I know I can be of help to you. Even though I'm not pretty, all I'm good at is cleaning.
Sophie, you're beautiful.
Well, the nice thing about being old is you've got nothing much to lose.
What is that thing doing out here?
A battleship.
Still looking for more cities to burn.
Is it the enemy's or one of ours?
What difference does it make? We can't just let them fly.
What's happening? What did you do?
Just mess with it. It won't crash, though.
Oh! How?
Uh-oh. Here they come. Those things are Selamon's henchmen. Let's go.
Oh.
Faster! We need to take off! Going in.
No, don't let go!
Sophie, what happened?
Oh, I'm too old to be treated like this.
Good night, Sophie.
Good night, Markle.
Oh, don't worry about Master House, Sophie. Sometimes he likes to go away for days on end.
Thank you. That's good to know. Need anything else?
No, I'm fine.
Well, good night, then.
You're in love. Don't deny it. You've been sighing all day. Just as I thought.
Have you ever been in love before?
Of course I have. I'm still in love. Strapping young men are so difficult to deal with, but their hearts I just adore.
You're terrible.
And they're so cute, too.
What's that?
It's an air raid siren.
Air raid?
It's a long ways off, but you better not go outside tonight, dear. I'm sure Solomon's henchmen are looking everywhere for this place. What a good fire. It keeps this house so well hidden.
Mother?
Sophie! Thank goodness you're here. I searched everywhere for you. Oh, my. Look at your face. You're so old. Everyone's saying it's my fault that you left. You'll forgive me, oh, won't you? Oh, Sophie.
Mother.
I barely recognize the place. Who is that woman?
Huh? The landlady?
Oh, I forgot to tell you, I got married again.
Huh?
He's such a nice man, and he's filthy rich, too, so we can all live together again. You won't have to work as a cleaning lady anymore.
That's all right, Mother. I actually like living here.
Really? I forgot. I've got a car waiting. I've got to run. Sophie, I'm so glad I found you.
A peeping bug? Can't Solomon do better than that? Open wide, Cal.
I hope you and your new husband will be very happy.
Thank you, Sophie. Bye.
Bye, Mother.
I did what I was told. Now take me to my husband.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sure Madam Solomon will be very pleased with you.
Forgive me, Sophie.
Oh, look at all of them. If they keep leaving at this rate, the town will soon be empty.
Do you want to leave too, Sophie?
What?
That lady said she wants you to live with her now.
Yes, well, at least she cared enough to visit.
Don't leave, Sophie!
Oh. I love you. You have to stay.
Oh, I love you too, Markle. I'll stay.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're a family now.
Yes, we're a family.
Thank you, Sophie.
I will never let Solomon get a hold of Howl.
Says we won.
Only idiots believe what they read in the paper.
That's so strange. I can't get Calcifer going. Do you have to keep smoking that? It smells terrible.
Don't deny an old witch her pleasures, young lady.
Margot, will you crack a window, please?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't open that window if I were you, dear. Calcifer's too weak right now to protect this place. Solomon's henchmen could get in.
Markle! Markle, get back inside. I'm going to check on the shop.
Calcifer, you hang in there now. Tell me, was that cigar a gift from Madame Solomon by any chance?
Oh, she fed me something gross. I feel sick.
Why, if it isn't Howl, I think you and I need to have a nice long heart-to-heart chat.
There's nothing I'd like more than that, but right now there's a war going on.
How unlike you, Howl, not running away anymore.
Until later, then. Stay here. Calcifer will protect you from the henchmen. I'll stand guard out front.
No, wait, Howl! Don't go out there. It's too dangerous.
Another wave's coming, and Calcifer's too weak to stop the bombs.
Let's run. Don't fight them, Howl.
Sorry. I've had enough of running away, Sophie. And now I've got something I want to protect. It's you. Oh.
Come back!
Oh.
where we are at the shop. Looks like Hal's in trouble.
Crazy? I can't move the portals without Hal's help.
You have to try. If we don't break away, Hal will keep protecting the hat shop.
I've preferred him as a coward.
Okay, we have to go now.
Are we going for a stroll?
We can't do that. It'll make us too vulnerable.
We already are. And if we don't move quick, Hal doesn't have a chance.
Sophie! They're about to bomb the hat shop!
Quick, help her get outside, okay? You're coming with us. Hop on.
I can't. It's impossible. No one but Howell can take me out of this hearth.
There's no time to lose, Calcifer. We have to try something.
Oh, don't do this. No. Help. Crazy lady with a shovel. If you take me out that door, the castle could collapse.
Good.
We're ready.
Okay, step back.
Make sure I go out last, Sophie. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm sure it won't be good. I told you it would collapse. Rain!
That ship's headed for town.
Mark will look after her, okay? Turnip Head, help me find a way back in.
Don't you worry now, man. I'm gonna take good care of you.
Mark, here's a way in.
Hold on for a second. It's wet here. Sophie!
Too damp. Very damp here.
Hurry, please.
Marco, hurry, get inside.
The castle's a wreck.
Told you we should have stayed put. Howell and I could have handled it.
We have to tell Howell we're not attached to the hat shop now. Move the castle and take us to Howell.
What?
I know you can do it. I've never seen a fire with more spark.
But there's no chimney here. And I keep getting dripped on. And the wood's all damp.
They say that the best blaze brightest when circumstances are at their worst.
Yeah, but no one really believes that. Come on, let's be honest.
Oh, what a pretty fire.
Why don't you have a seat?
All right. I need something of yours, Sophie.
Why is that?
I can't do it by myself. How about your eyes?
Huh? How about this?
With your eyes or your heart.
That's it. You've got Howell's heart. I found it.
can see Hal down there. Looks like he's trapped.
What have I done? I poured water on calcium. What if I killed Hal too? Oh. Oh. Hal still alive? Can you lead me to him?
Thank you.
I know where I am. I'm at Hal's childhood. Sorry, Heen. I'm trying to hurry. I just can't seem to stop crying. I'm sorry. Did I come too late? I didn't mean to make you wait this long. I need you to take me to Calcifer if you can. No, Muckle. Hal needs that back now.
Don't look at me. I don't have it. I don't know what you're talking about.
Please. Please give it back.
You really want it that badly?
Yes.
All right, then. You'd better take good care of it.
Okay.
Here, dear.
Thank you. You have a big heart. Calcifer.
Sophie, I'm so tired.
If I give Hal back his heart, what will happen to you?
A I'll be okay if you do it, I think. I mean, you dumped water on me and Howell and I both survived.
I better try then. It's so warm and fluttering like a bird.
It's still just the heart of a child.
Please, help Calcifer live. And please help Howell take back his heart.
I'm alive! I'm alive! Look, I'm free! Free! Ah! I'm alive!
He moved! See? Get you a new pole, okay? You saved us, Turnip.
Thank you, Sophie. I'm the prince who's been missing from the neighboring kingdom. Somehow I got that blasted spell put on me.
I know that spell. A kiss from your true love breaks it.
That's right. If it weren't for Sophie, I would have been a scarecrow for the rest of my life.
What's going on? What am I doing here? I feel terrible. Like there's a weight on my chest.
A heart's a heavy burden.
Wow. Sophie, your hair looks just like starlight. It's beautiful.
You think so? So do I.
Looks like your true love is in love with someone else. You should go home anyway and tell your king to stop this dumb war.
Yes, that's exactly what I'll do. One thing you can always count on is that hearts change. So as soon as this war is over, I shall return.
I love it when you talk like that. I look forward to your return, big boy.
There you are. You should have checked in earlier. What on earth were you up to? Hal found his true love. You little traitor. The game is over. Get me the Prime Minister and the Minister of Defense. It's time to put an end to this idiotic war.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, it's Calcifer!
You didn't have to come back, Calcifer.
I kind of missed you guys. And it looks like it's gonna rain.
I missed you too, Calcifer.
Wow!
Seseragi no utani, kono
Thank you.